you know, for the staff, very young. So I'd probably generalize about this staff a little bit, you know, not, you know, charter school staff don't need to be unionized. They tend to be younger. I don't think have had the struggles that the Department of Education has had, because that has a union with a lot of teachers that are older and have a lot of health concerns. Certainly this staff is aware and concerned for their own health, but I think that was a kind of general picture of the staff that we worked with, that they were younger and that they perhaps weren't as concerned as older staff at the Department of Education have been. So they have had a willingness to like do the temperature checking, you know, help with the queuing up of kids. And so that was a big aspect of it, which was like, to what degree is the staff starting to shift their roles and their level of comfortability doing it? And the ones we talked to seemed comfortable doing it. But, you know, I think everybody's doing things that they weren't expecting to be doing, and there are comfort zones associated with that. And there are sort of degrees of training and responsibility associated with that. And then there's also time and commitment challenges with that as well. So that, I guess, was another feature of our staff conversations.